Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the book of Psalms, we find expressions of practically every human emotion. Joy and sorrow, confusion and confidence, weariness and contentment. As Martin Luther once said, everyone, in whatever situation he may be, finds in the Psalms words that fit his situation. They fit so precisely, it's as if they were placed there just for his sake. In the psalm that we read from a few minutes ago, Psalm 27, we hear David addressing one of those emotions that we have all experienced at some point in this life, as he speaks to us about fear. Now, some people might not like to admit to having any fears, and some people might try to simply block out of their minds anything that they do fear. But as fallen people living in a fallen world, none of us are immune to fear. And that includes even the most courageous people, such as David, the inspired writer of this psalm. In all of Scripture, in fact, in all of history, it would be hard to think of too many people more courageous than David, who even as a young man had the courage to take on Goliath. Yet we learn in Scripture that David, too, at times, felt real fear. In 1 Samuel, for example, we are told that at one point, David feared the king of the Philistines because he was afraid that the king would take revenge on David for his earlier victories against the Philistines. And so, because we know that David did have firsthand experience when it comes to feeling real fear, it's fascinating and helpful for us to hear what David has to say about fear. In Psalm 27, David mentions some of the dangers that he had faced. He mentions evildoers assailing him. He mentions armies encamped against him. And indeed, he did face those kinds of dangers throughout much of his life. When David was a young man, King Saul sought his life out of jealousy. When David was king, the nation's enemies were lined up against him. And later in life, David's own son, Absalom, led an armed rebellion against him. Yet, as David reflected on the very real threats that he faced, he was led by the Holy Spirit to see them from another perspective. David said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" David knew that he faced real opposition and real dangers in this life, but he also knew that the Lord would not let his enemies ultimately triumph over him. David knew he would face some difficult and dark days, but he also knew the Lord was his light and would not let the darkness overcome him. David knew that especially as king, he would face very real dangers, but he also knew that the Lord was his salvation, who would not abandon him, but would ultimately deliver him. David knew that he would at times come under assault, but he also knew that the Lord was his stronghold, his mighty fortress in whom he could find security and shelter. And so David knew that with the Lord as his light, his salvation, the stronghold of his life, there was no need for him to fear. Now, of course, he knew that at times we might still find ourselves feeling fear, just like he did before the Philistine king. But he was also able to see that even if we do sometimes fear, there is, in fact, no real need for us to fear. Why is that? Because we are in the care of a mighty God, a God who is vastly more powerful than anyone or anything that might stand opposed to us, a God who has promised to care for us, a God who invites us to find shelter and peace in him. With such a God on our side, whom do we need to fear? In the care of such a God, of whom do we need to be afraid? Now, we, of course, don't face the same dangers and difficulties that David faced, but we do each face our own difficulties in this life, and we do each have our own fears. Some people fear failure. Some fear being alone. Some people fear what people around them might say or do that could hurt them or their reputation. Many people fear the unknown. And so, whatever our fears might be, where do we look to help us face those fears? The same place that David looked. Look to the Lord. In this life, we will each face some dark days and possibly even some dark years. But in such times, look to the Lord, see his light shining even in the darkness, and find your life in that light. For the Lord himself is your light, the light that no darkness can ever overcome. In this life, we will each face times when we feel like we are stuck in a hole that we can't seem to get out of, maybe pulled down by our own sin, or maybe by our circumstances, maybe sunk down in despair or hopelessness. In such times, look to the Lord. See him reaching out to you with the lifelines of his word and his sacraments. Feel him embracing you in his mercy and lifting you up in his grace. And find your hope in him, for the Lord is your salvation. And in this life, we will each go through times when we feel like we are under assault, assaulted by temptation, assaulted by the pressures and worries and stresses of this life. In such times, look to the Lord and see that he is always there for you as your stronghold, your refuge, where you can always find shelter. Know, as David came to know, that with the Lord as your light and your salvation, there is no one you need to fear. That with the Lord as a stronghold of your life, there is nothing of which you need to be afraid. On that subject, in our scripture readings this morning, the Lord speaks to us about what is perhaps the most common fear faced by man. That is the fear of death. People generally are aware that physical death is not the end for us. And for many, that results in fear, a fear that nearly everyone experiences at some point. The question people ask themselves tends to go something like this: if I don't do well enough in this life, what will happen to me beyond this life? From our God-given conscience, we all know that we are sinners. We know that we sin daily in thought, word, and deed, both in all the wrong that we do and all the good things that we know we should do but don't. And a sense of justice tells us that all of this sin can't really just all be ignored forever. And so it's not at all uncommon for there to be a fear of judgment, which for many people lies at the heart of their fear of death. In our epistle reading, the Lord speaks to those fears by telling us why we need not fear judgment for our sins. And why is that? Not because we have done well enough, which none of us have, but because Christ has done far better than well enough for us. Not because we have earned our salvation, which none of us has and none of us can, but because God gives us salvation as a free gift, a gift that Christ purchased for us on the cross at the expense of his own life, a gift that we now receive simply through faith in him and what he has done for us, as Paul writes, "By grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." It is true that we are all sinners. And it's true that all the sin really can't just be ignored forever, because that would not be just. But it is also true that the Lord our God has not ignored our sin. Instead, he himself paid the price for all our sin, as on the cross, Christ took upon himself the just judgment for all of our sin. And therefore, it is most certainly true that we do not need to live in fear of judgment, for there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And knowing that we don't need to live in fear of God's judgment for our sins, we also know that, therefore, there is no need for us to fear death. For as we heard in our gospel reading, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Through that Son, we have been saved. And so we don't need to live in fear of God's judgment, and we don't need to live in fear of death. And with that assurance, we can also know that there is no need for us to fear anything or anyone in this life. For there is nothing that they can do to take away from us the unending glory that our Lord has prepared for us and that he promises us. As we read in Romans 8, neither life nor death nor anything in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. We read in 1 John chapter 4 that perfect love casts out fear. And so when you find yourself burdened by fear, which we all will at times, look to the cross. See there the perfect love of God your Father, and the wondrous love of Jesus Christ, your Savior. And find rest for your soul in the good news that God so loved you that he gave his only Son for you, that believing in him, you will not perish, but will have eternal life. And that is why we can each join David in saying, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" All glory, honor, and praise be to Christ Jesus, our light, our salvation, the stronghold of our life, now and forevermore. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.